librarian, because when I was a little boy, I used to love reading. I read everything, you know. And I suspect that the fact that I was shy and I was bullied and I was small and weedy was not necessarily to do with diabetes. I was an only child of much older parents. I didn't have brothers and sisters, although I had half brothers and sisters, but I didn't have brothers and sisters around about to knock me into place and to see that I wasn't spoiled. So of course I was myself quite apart from the diabetes, actually, and I don't know that I would have been very different.
Has diabetes affected your family life?
Well, for that you have to talk to the family, but I think the answer, and I've been very happily married, and I'm very happily married. My wife and I, you know, we love each other, and we've been married for a long time. We've got two children. But living with a diabetic is not easy, actually, because talking to me, you'd think that everything was wonderful, you know. Why are we always taking extra insulin? Why are we always doing tests? The reason for that is that everything we eat has an effect on us, and we do go up and down. Our blood sugar goes up and down, and when that happens, our moods go up and down. And diabetes can make you irritable and make you bad-tempered. It can make you sort of sullen and introverted. It does have an effect on your behavior. And conversely, you can be strangely, crazily happy because of your blood sugar. You know, it's all that. So the answer is, you know, my wife has had periods when probably every week, I don't know, when I'm, irritable. But I hope that is easier. And it's easier to control now, you know. I mean, there was a time when it was impossible to control. I mean, when I was young in London, and I might say I enjoyed myself. I had money, I had a car, I went out at night. I used to do most things other people did. But you always had this thing of not knowing how you were and having to eat lumps of sugar. And I'm sure being crazy because you weren't well, you know.
What keeps you going in life as a diabetic?
Well, as a diabetic, I don't know. Diabetes and life are the same. They're absolutely connected. What keeps me going in life is that I just love life. I love my job. I love my family. And I have to say something which I don't know whether I alluded to very much before, which is that one enormous luck that I had was that was my faith. I mean, my father was an old man, but I remember him kneeling at the bed and saying his prayers. And his mother, who was a fearsome old lady who I never knew, she taught him to do that. And I'm not as good as he is at that. But faith has always been an immense help to me. And my wife, I was an Anglican then, my wife was a Catholic, and I became a Catholic. And for me, I don't know how anyone could live without faith. I mean, absolutely, God looks after me and everyone else, of course. So I attribute the fact that I'm so well to that, actually. And I'm very happy, thank goodness, thank God, very happy.